Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
Jason, I know you're not as deep into the social media universe as I am. Jamie, you're also not as well-versed. But there's a phrase flying around with the kids that I've been picking up that I was wondering if you knew what it meant.
Okay.
It's hurkle-durkle.
Yeah, it's an old Scottish phrase.
I thought it felt a little familiar.
Like it used to be like lazy and lay in bed all day after you wake up.
Oh.
Okay. Because it's real. Like it's real. It's getting real popular with the kids again. The hurkle durkle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which is weird because normally they just like really short abbreviations for things. And that's like four whole syllables. I mean, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
No cap.
No cap. Yeah. So it's exactly how you would use it. Like I was late for work today because...
It was hurkle-durkling.
Yeah, for a solid 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It just means flopping around, being a lazy bum in bed, basically.
Yeah, that's what it is. So the kids are claiming it as their own, are they?
Well, they're just bringing it back.
Are they? They knew it came from somewhere?
A few of them who have some intelligence. I mean, I'm not going to write off an entire generation as being stupid. That would be stupid to do. But the ones that are doing the, you know.
Well, somebody looked it up.
Really embrace it. Yeah.
Sure, it's a fun word.
Yeah.
Phrase, whatever. Hyphenated word.
I hope all the old... We've been pushing for a long time to bring back all the old-timey sayings.
Sure.
They're the best.
I could have done with some hurkle-durkling this morning.
Yeah, it felt like it. Yeah, it was a tough morning today.
Tuesdays usually are the worst day of the week, really.
You said that when we first started doing this, because you've been doing mornings longer than I have.
Yeah.
And you're like, Tuesday's the worst. And I didn't understand it until you got into it. Because Monday, you're kind of running on adrenaline.
Yeah.
Your body's not really sure what's going on still. You're still all right.
Uh-huh.
But then you're right, by Tuesday morning when that alarm goes off, you're just like, are you kidding me?
Weekend's done. Next weekend's real far away.
Yeah.
Wednesday, the dumb call it hump day, but whatever. You know, you realize you're at the middle of the week. Thursday's basically Friday. And Friday's basically the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. So if you can hurkle-durkle for a little while on Monday, Tuesday, then you're golden.
You're all right. You're all right, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie, you used to be the king of hurkle-durkling.
Yeah, we all did, really. Before we
used to have
took
like,
on responsibility.
Yeah, but he was special. His 4 or 5 hours a day, hurkle-durkling over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Jamie's naps would be longer than my night's sleep.
Yeah, and then he would complain that he couldn't sleep it, I remember.
Yeah. Can't sleep at night. Well, you slept for 6 hours this afternoon.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
From noon. You slept from noon till 6 today and went to bed at 9.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
Noon, 11 till 6.
7 hours.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't think he's rolling in his eyes because he's mad. Oh. I think he's just nostalgic.
Missing those days, are you?
The good old days.
Yes. We told you. No more hurkle-durkling.
Well, it's been a while since then. I saw a list of the best words ever.
Best words ever?
Hurkle-durkle isn't on there.
No.
Like bamboozled, discombobulated, cattywampus, lollygag, stuff like that. Nincompoop.
The great ones. They gotta come. Yeah.
I'm gonna start using nincompoop more. Yeah. This nincompoop.
Mm. I got one on my hat. It says buffoon.
Buffoon.
That's one of my favorite.
That's appropriate.
That's my favorite words.
Boondoggle, gobsmacked, rapscallion.
All great.
Yeah, they're all good words.
I use skedaddle most days, I'd say.
Most days? You use skedaddle?
Yeah. Let's skedaddle.
Yeah.
Oh, when you're talking to your family?
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's get skedaddling. Anywho.
All right, well.
Bring them back, hurkle-durkle, starting the trend.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, I'm fine with it.
Everything's cyclical, man. They'll all come back.
Yeah.
By the time they all do, though, we'll just be too old to hear them.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got a What the Fleck Florida we got
to
take.
One thing is sure, you don't have to travel far to see interesting things in Florida.
Our favorite state of Florida, always offering up fantastic stories. This one's a bit strange.
A little different, because normally it's like guy wrestles alligator.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Takes bath salts and eats guy's face.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. This one has the state of Florida trying to be a little more responsible.
Come on now.
Yeah. So spring break is coming up for 2024.
Yeah.
And lots of people go to Florida for spring break, Miami specifically. Now, last year in Miami in spring break, two people got shot. Which isn't surprising for Florida. Unfortunate, but not surprising. And there were over 500 arrests for various things. Public drunkenness, assault, nudity, things like that. So the city of Miami Beach has told them not to come there this year. And they made a commercial for it.
Okay.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach. You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
It's genius, though.
Yeah, will it work? No. I don't think it'll work.
I think it will. I think it'll push people away from Miami. They'll go. They'll just go to other places in Florida.
Daytona's like, come on.
Yeah. Like, Fort Lauderdale has already said, please don't come here instead.
Well, they're gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think it's gonna stop everyone from going. But it would if you knew that there was gonna be like cops walking up and down the streets,
everywhere.
Busting parking was gonna be $100. I mean, they're wrecking the buzz, which is great, because Miami doesn't need a March break.
Oh no, Miami's fine. It doesn't need it.
They make enough tourism dollars all year round. They don't need that March break. So they're like, stop coming and ruining our town. Like, you know, there's a few beaches in Ontario that have the same problem.
Yeah.
You know, Wasaga or Sauble, if you go way out where west area, whatever. Like, there's a bunch, and they had the same issues.
Yep.
It's like, it's not worth it. Like,
yeah. For one weekend.
Stay home, jackass.
Because they just ruin it. Like, I was a part of it. I'm not saying I wasn't. I spent many of May 2-4 doing things that I shouldn't have been doing in places that didn't appreciate it.
That's true.
Good job, Miami. Well put. I mean, well done. If I heard that, I'd be like, I guess we're not going to Miami then. It's going to suck.
Yeah, that's not going to be
So Daytona, here we come.
Can't walk around naked and drink in public? I'm out.
So, I mean, like you said, Jason, will they be able to enforce all of it? Of course not. But I mean, if it persuades even half of them not to come. At least
let's hope nobody gets shot.
Yeah, that would be a good start. That would be a great. It's always a better time when no one gets shot.
I think that's what I'm hopeful for. That's the only thing. I think the rest of the stuff's still going to happen. But if we can cut down on the shootings when people are having a good time, I think that's a win.
That is a win. Yeah, I'm with you. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show we dedicate to each bringing a story to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you wanted to go first, right?
Yeah, I'll go first. You may or may not have seen this story, but there is a Ottawa City Councilor, Tim Tierney.
Oh, yeah.
And he loves Nickelback.
Yeah, he was on the front page of the Ottawa Sun yesterday.
Big Nickelback fan.
With his new tattoo.
But it just says Nickelback. Like, no logo. It's just
in the biggest block letters you've ever seen.
It's kind of their font. Like, it's their font.
Yeah.
But he was talking to an old friend of the show, Mark Monahan, who does City Fest. Folk and Blues Fest, all that. Great guy. And he said, if you can get Nickelback here, I'll get a tattoo. And he begged him because he's loved Nickelback. And guess who's coming? Nickelback.
So he didn't have the tattoo.
No, it's new.
It's new.
Oh, I thought he always had this.
No. It looks like he's had it for a while. Like, it was a bad decision when he was like 17 or something.
It's a big, but it's a big tattoo. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to harsh on people's tattoos. Yeah. You get them for whatever reasons you want, but I would have, I don't know, maybe got a picture of Chad holding the picture up or something.
Just
something. But hey, it's your tattoo. You like it in big giant block letters on your forearm.
He said he was a typical teenager.
Uh-huh.
He drove like a Chevy Camaro.
Oh, an IROC.
Is
that typical?
I don't know.
And maybe he liked Nickelback.
Neither of those sound like. How old is he?
It doesn't say how old he is. I don't know how. Maybe we can get him on. Ask all these burning questions.
Yeah, we could. I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't really know a typical guy who drove an IROC.
He's 49.
Yeah, so he's exactly your age.
Yeah. So there were twins in my high school that one drove a 5-liter Mustang.
Wow.
And the other one drove an IROC.
Holy! And, the coolest cats. would have been considered fine. Yeah. Considered the coolest cats.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Their family was well off.
I don't know.
I can imagine. I don't know. Anyway, to end this, he said he's going to be, I'll be insufferable for 127 more sleeps, he said.
Right. Well, hey, like what you like,
oh,
man.
Lee, and
oh, yeah, I'm not mad at him for like a Nickelback or
anything. No, not at all.
It's just a big, big tattoo.
Yeah. Maybe it was just the start. Maybe he's going to add to it.
You know, maybe.
It'll be like a full sleeve, and that'll just be like the centerpiece of it.
Yeah, wow.
I have a tattoo of you two idiots with you shirtless carrying you as a child on your back on my arm. So, like, who am I? Who am I to judge?
No, I'm not judging. I am judging also. I'm totally judging. But
all right. Jason, what do you got?
Well, everyone has to go to the bathroom sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, and sometimes it's inopportune. Like, a guy was robbing a house in Colorado. And the alarm was going off, but he really needed to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you got to go.
When the cops got there and kicked in the bathroom door, he was on the toilet.
Michael, please, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up.
Come on, I barely made it.
Stand up.
I barely made it.
Stand up.
Hold
walk
there,
this
Phillip.
Way.
What's that?
Walk towards me.
Yes, sir.
Keep your hands up. Stop there, mate. Stop there.
Stop right there.
That's unfortunate timing.
I did watch the little video they had. It was all censored, but it didn't even give the guy time to wipe or anything.
Oh, just, man.
Yeah. He's going to go sit in his stall.
So he's going to be a little chafed, you know?
Now, when I hear the alarm, even how bad I had to go, when I hear the alarms, I would get out and maybe just go in the backyard or something.
Yeah, somewhere else. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Like, you know, the alarm would keep me around.
He doesn't seem like the best decision maker.
No, you're right.
Anyone breaking into the house.
Oh, man.
Alarm's going off. Decide to go. You know.
We can sit here and, you know, judge from a distance. But when you got to go, you got to go.
I guess so.
But
as opposed to going in your pants and not being caught by police.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm making that decision, I know I have excellent sphincter control, you know.
You're going in your pants.
When push comes to push, I would leave and not be caught.
Yeah.
Did Hasselhoff ever soil himself?
David Hasselhoff?
Why do I think he
ate that burger so sloppy?
Yeah, I don't think so.
He just ate a sloppy burger on the floor. That's one of the greatest videos I've ever
seen. Yeah, yeah.
I bring it up because they're talking about a Baywatch reboot. Did you guys watch Baywatch when you were young?
I did, yeah. I enjoyed Baywatch.
Enjoyed the buoyancy of a few things.
The buoyancy
of their buoys.
Yep. They had some buoyant buoys.
Did they ever?
That's for sure.
Buoyant buoys.
They're reworking it, coming back to Fox. No word yet.
This is a third time?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's unnecessary.
New cast will not be... regulars, obviously, but maybe some cameos. Do you know Jason Momoa was in the relaunch in 1999?
Yes, I
did not know that.
Yeah.
But who were there? Obviously, Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra. Was she in that? The original one? Like, who was the who were the original?
It wasn't Carmen.
Erica Eleniak.
Was she one of the big guys?
She was in it.
Who was
Pam
the
Anderson,
dark-haired one?
Thought it was Carmen Electra. No,
not initially. Yasmin Bleeth.
That's her.
Yeah, yeah. Oof. That's who it was.
Wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, eh?
Wow.
I know how to bring creepy Jamie out.
Someone knows their wife's not listening over here.
Of course.
Just talk about Baywatch. Creepy Jamie comes out right away.
Yeah, just being a regular guy. They had buoys. They had buoys strapped around their chest.
They did run around with buoys in their hands.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buoys. All right, Jamie.
They're always carrying buoys. They mastered the art of slow motion running. That is definitely what that show did.
That was my top speed.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was just regular.
So much jiggling.
Yeah, a lot of jiggling.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, it's coming back.
Oh, well, hot
damn.
New
generation of buoys on the way.
It's all kids. People at the beach have been inundated with water safety their whole lives, so it's just they just sit there and watch people in the water.
That's all it is.
There's no rescuing anybody.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You call us 24 hours a day. Leave us a message at 216-3849-216-Dougie. We play them twice a day. What do you got, James?
Oh, this guy, he's put in the effort here. He's thought about something for 3 days before calling in. It's very important to him, okay?
Yeah, I've been thinking for a few days about toasting, double toasting. The ones he used who are saying that we're wrong to double toast it. Well, first of all, if it was toasted in the first place, you wouldn't have to double toast it. You know what I mean? Think how stupid you would sound if you're like, I'm going to barbecue some chicken, but I'm going to double barbecue it because barbecuing it doesn't cook it the first time. It sounds pretty damn stupid, especially if you went to the bathroom and you're like, I've got to go to the bathroom. Oh, I got to double go to the bathroom.
That happens
because
sometimes.
The first time, bathroom myself. So think how stupid you'd sound if you said that. So how about you just call a spade a spade? It's either toasted or it's not toasted. If it doesn't make a crumb, it doesn't have a crunch, then we ain't got no lunch. So stop calling it fine to just be warmed up, especially an English muffin. What kind of sick, disgusting person would eat a cold, soft, fluffy English muffin? Nobody, okay? So stop pretending that people do. It's not normal. Goodbye.
Ow.
Very passionate about his toast texture.
Yeah. If I never hear about anyone's English muffin being toasted or untoasted again, it will be too soon.
That's a hot topic, Jason.
Seems like it's a hot button topic, man. It seems like a lot of people really get worked up about it. I mean,
at the root of the problem is there's a restaurant that people go to that gives them wrong things all the time, yet they continue to go back to it. I have zero sympathy for this.
Well, it's just how they make it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they do it. So if you don't like it, stop ordering it. Cause
yeah, or stop going.
You're going to get a lightly toasted.
Yeah, just stop going if you don't
product.
Like it. Don't get mad at it anymore. Just stop.
They are sacrificing your well-toasted product for time. And that's that's just how it's going to be. So,
And they know you're going to go back.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, this gentleman's...
he sounds like a bit of a wanker, to be honest. Why?
I like cut of his jib.
Of course you do, because it's in support of you.
Because you guys are in the...
But half of the things he said were stupid.
You want to eat like crushed up diamonds for toast. I don't understand why you want your toast so hard. Why do you want to hurt your mouth with your bread? Why don't you just want a nice, very gentle, warmed up, gentle crisp.
A gentle crisp sometimes would be nice, but you don't get it is what the point.
All right.
It's the point. You don't want, I don't know who wants to eat diamonds. Untrue. I do know someone who orders their toast extra crispy, which is a little weird.
Do we have any more Dougie lines? We're going to talk about toast for the next 6 years.
We can. I've opted not to play some. Okay, fine, here.
I have another question about the nutrition facts on packaging. Why do they give the percentage of daily value for a whole list of things that they find in there, but never protein or cholesterol? Those just irrelevant, or they don't deserve a daily value percentage.
Is he shutting down?
I think he
is. His battery's running out.
I'd be a tough guy to have a coffee with.
Yeah, that would be a tough guy to have a coffee with. First of all, what are you talking about? Second of all, say it.
So nutrition facts on labels and such.
Yeah, I know. They don't have cholesterol.
They don't have cholesterol daily percentage. I don't think because there's not a recommended amount, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. That's why. It would depend on your body size for protein, how much.
Yeah.
They can say how much salt you should probably put into your body on a human level.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man. All right, well. Toast and cholesterol.
I have a gripe about disposable razors. You want me to play that?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, boys. Love the show. I got a gripe, and it's about reusable razors. You know, like your Gillette, your...
Yeah, we know what razors are, bud.
Why are there so many different handles that only fit one head style of razor? Like, I've got, like... 3 or 4 different types of like packs of razor heads that I just can't use because I only have one razor shaft because I've lost all the other ones. So currently I've got like a Gillette shaft with some other razor just taped to the shaft so that I can actually shave my face. Like, why don't they just make a universal one? I understand it's to market their own product, but it's just so freaking annoying.
There are some categories of the world that's like, yeah, why isn't this universal? Like, that's one of them. Razor heads to razor shaft. They all have different clamp systems or clips.
I don't have that problem. I just use the big box of disposables you get from Costco.
Yeah, like he complained about disposable razors, but then he talks about not using disposable razors.
Well, there's two types. There's full disposable razors, and then there's ones that have just the head.
Yeah, I use the full disposables. I'm destroying the environment, but it's convenient and cheap.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like he doesn't have enough shafts. He needs more shafts.
Also, you can just go and buy the appropriate head for your shaft. Yeah. Like, that's a you problem, bud. That's it.
You can take better care and not lose all of them, as he said. He lost all of them.
Yeah.
Traveler, I guess.
Or scrub beard.
Yeah. Then you just gotta shave your cheeks, though. Don't grow a beard and don't shave your cheeks.
Oh, like right up to your sockets?
I can't stand people have high beards right up under their eyeballs.
Yeah.
Like, I want to attack them. No, tackle them and shave.
Unless you've been stuck on a desert, like a deserted island or something like that, then there's no excuse for you to have hair under your eyeballs.
So, you know.
Like, other than your eyelashes.
It's always some poor schmuck who's, like, of Italian or Greek heritage who has, like, the darkest hair, and it goes up to, like, literally to a millimeter under their eyeball. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know it's a pain in the ass, but you got to shave at least an inch away from your eyeballs. Your beards can't grow into your eyeballs. Makes me insane.
Maybe in wintertime if you're, like, a snowmobiler or something.
Sure, yeah. If you're doing outdoor labor in some Arctic climate, fine. Grow your beard to your eyeballs. But if you don't, then stop it. Yeah.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
On a what?
On a Biggs and Barr show.
We got 5 questions. You have 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you have to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that could be worth $1,000. What's up, James? Everything okay?
I don't know who's on the phone, and I don't have any questions to read.
It's BK.
Hey, BK.
How's it going?
You can read the questions, Jamie.
Yeah, sure. I can't send it. It's saying it won't let me send them.
Oh, okay. Maybe I got fired.
My email's all goosed.
I don't know. I haven't been told anything about your employment situation.
No, all right, man.
I'll just be a spectator.
I'm meeting you today.
All right. You know what you're doing, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, best of luck.
Okay, here we go. What U.S. state was poker invented in?
I think that's Louisiana.
Today in 1963, Arthur Spud Mellon, the co-founder of Wham-O, patented what?
Pass.
Who sings the I Would Walk 500 Miles song?
The Pogues.
The oldest paycheck that's ever been found is from 3000 BC. What was the person paid in?
Bronze.
What Canadian act was better, Glass Tiger or Gowan?
Glass Tiger.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well.
Those are tough today.
Jamie
didn't want a winner today.
No. One of them you disgusted Jason so much that
really.
The air just leaked out of his face. He couldn't stop himself with your answer.
Yeah.
You want to review the answers?
Yeah. What Canadian act was better, Glass Tiger or Gowan? I think he was right. He said Glass Tiger.
I would disagree with
that. Come on now.
Jason.
That one song.
That's because you're a strange animal.
I would disagree with that.
That's because you're a strange animal.
We had the same grade 8 teacher, Larry Gowan and I.
Really, eh?
Yeah, Mrs. Cobb. Not the same year, but same teacher.
Cool.
The oldest paycheck that's ever been found is from 3000 BC. What was the person paid in? Beer.
Beer.
Oh, beer, eh?
On the check.
Kegs of beer?
I have been paid in beer before.
Yes. Yeah. I think we all have,
This was the one that made Jason audibly, you could hear his disgust. Who sings the I Would Walk 500 Miles song? You said the Pogues.
Blasphemy.
It's the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
Pogues, he didn't know.
Great band. Proclaimers, joke band.
Yeah. Charlie and Craig Reed, turned 62 today.
Oh, all right. Well,
they seem like affable fellas from Scotland, but... There's no comparison there.
Most people lose their accents when they sing. They did not.
No, they didn't.
They did not. Today, 1963, Arthur Spud Mellon, how did you not know this? The co-founder of Wham-O patented what? It was the hula hoop.
Oh, was it?
It's the old hula hoop there. Sold like some ridiculous amount of millions in a month or something. Anyway, a popular toy.
Yeah, it's a plastic circle.
Yeah, yeah, right. And what U.S. state was poker invented in? You were right when you said Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
All right, bud. Luck of the draw today. Got some tough ones.
There's some tough questions today. But, enjoy the 16 degrees and try again, okay?
Yep. Cheers.
All right, bud.
Oh, he's upset.
Hard, man.
Well, you're giving softball questions so many days in a row, and then you throw the encyclopedia out of there today.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is how the cookie crumbles, right, James?
Yes.
Yes, it is. You okay?
Oh, it's, my email is being annoying.
Mm.
Like, I can't look at drafts or sent items or anything like that.
Maybe you got fired.
Maybe. It's giving me this, like, weird warning thing. Looks like a block of cheese.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you got the good old fashioned cheese warning.
It's annoying. Like, I need to see stuff.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand. Did you try a power cycle or what?
I haven't tried a power cycle.
Did you close
cycle.
It and open it up again?
Yes, I've done that,
okay.
Jason. Yes.
Try a power cycle.
I mean,
cycle.
That is...
Should just throw it in rice.
Throw your
my whole computer in rice.
Computer and some rice?
Yeah.
Listen, there's some new attractiveness criteria that puts us way ahead of the attractive meter than we thought we were, you know? Like, we're doing pretty
like
good.
Like us in the room.
Yeah, the three of
really?
Us.
Really?
Well, never been called attractive,
no.
Like, physically. But
I just saw myself in the bathroom mirror. I was like, oof. I was disgusted a little bit.
It's a tough go. But we'll get to those, and maybe they'll help you feel better today. And some nude yoga also coming up. But right now, it's Mr. Mellencamp on Shea 106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show dedicated to stories that caught our attention. I'm going to take this opportunity to mention again that you need to go to Shea106.com and vote on our March Madness of Small Towns, please. I know it seems like an annoying thing. You're like, whatever, what do I care? Well,
I think it's exciting.
I mean, some people really care. And if you like a small town in the area and you think that town deserves a big ass party where these boys come through and broadcast and have a great day. I mean, Almont last year
was great.
Was one of the best days of the year. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
I liked Almont so much, I go there weekly. Well, I also live near there.
Yeah, you also live 15 minutes.
I was actually there this past weekend, too. Yeah. But anyways, that is our winner last year. Who will be the winner this year? Go to Shea106.com and vote. Jamie said he was looking at the back end of it, like to see who the votes are. And some towns that you would expect to do well, not doing so great so far.
Are we allowed to give it away?
No.
Or what?
No. But
there are some that can definitely garner more votes based on where they are. That aren't doing as well as they should.
Some of the more populated areas.
Really?
The word clearly hasn't gone out to those.
Well,
areas.
Sometimes the more populated areas don't have as much character as the smaller.
That is very true.
That's true, Jason.
Yeah.
But that these are traditionally done well in our.
Do you want to blend in or do you want to stick out?
I'm with you. I am with you. But so make sure you spread the word, let people know, and get those votes in. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Now. Please don't take offense. I find neither of you attractive.
You son of a bitch.
But are you attractive is the thing. A new study went out. And it says single people between 18 and 45. So you guys, we're polled.
You guys are a little above that.
Yeah. Here are 5 unexpected activities you might want to add to your profile pics.
If you're out there looking for a little love.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
What do you got?
Make sure you let it known that you stay on top of your chores.
What? What does that mean?
91% find it attractive.
Like just regular stuff?
Yeah. Make sure you're good at choring. You're good at
choring.
I don't know if that means like
making butter, milking the cows.
I don't know about that or haying or anything like that. But
vacuuming?
Vacuuming. Oh. And
like your profile picture is you dusting? Like
or
what?
Put that you're good at it.
Okay.
I am tidy.
Like I'm all right at it.
Knowing how to do laundry and do it regularly. 82% find it attractive.
I do that. Okay, I do that.
Anyone who's lived single for any time should know that, yeah? Okay.
The regularly part was not my strong point.
Oh, okay.
I did it. I liked doing it. It was just
how often
doing
do you,
it
often. Did you wash your sheets again? Wasn't it like something
was it once
insane,
every 8 months
like
or something?
Once a year or something like that?
Oh, when I was single living by myself?
Yeah.
When they became hard and shiny.
I don't get embarrassed often. Yeah, what it looked like a...
What it looked like a donut.
Glazed donut. Yeah. An old glazed donut.
I don't like what you said. I do not like what you said right there.
Sweat. I was big.
Yeah, you're sweating.
I don't get embarrassed easily, but I'm not going to say how... I'll just, all right, now it's like three times a week. I got the freshest sheets in the game.
But you don't wash them. Your wife washes them.
Right, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Not allowed. I don't do it right, Jason.
Okay.
Doing the dishes. Put that in your profile.
Another chore.
Another chore.
Yeah.
Being well-rounded in general. So liking multiple things, I guess.
Okay.
So I don't want you to obsess on something.
There's nothing less attractive to me in just a person, whether it's a, you know, like just as a human being that I want to hang out with and someone who's just 100% into one
dimensional
thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one thing.
You
everything
gotta like
is
other
like,
things.
Like I'm everything fine with on you being profile. More passionate about one thing than other things. If
that's okay.
Thing.
Sure, but you know the type I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's
Anyway. Anyway, they want to see pictures of it, too. So in your profile, your dating profile,
So far, I'm pretty attractive.
But that you're doing different things. And cooking.
Man.
64% would rather see a profile pic of you in the kitchen than one of you at the gym.
I tick all five of those boxes. I am... Someone tell my wife that I'm a catch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think she feels that you are. I gotta be honest. I've been around.
What if you have all of those things, but you don't get a lot of sleep and you're a cantankerous prick?
That's not on the list.
Okay, because
that will knock you down some notches.
Yeah, okay. There's no but.
Okay.
Like that kind of erases all the other notches.
All of it, okay. Yeah. So then I'm not attractive.
You're just level. You're level. All right. You're level.
Or that's even.
Yeah, you're
even. Yeah, you're five.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I could be a five. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm not exclusive either. Okay. But all right. Well, hey, so being good at chores and cooking.
You're cooking and...
That'll get you there.
Yeah, you're set.
That'll get you there. All right. No naked yoga on there, though, eh? No?
No, there is the studio in Montana that they do yoga, and they have introduced a clothing optional yoga class for people. There are some people that talk about the clothing optional yoga class.
Or about liberation. I'm trying to get people into a space of acknowledging what they might be holding in their bodies, everything from trauma to joy.
It helps calm and soothe my Tourette's. I've always been really curious about doing a clothing optional class because it makes us really self-conscious, and I am pretty self-conscious. I'm a little fluffier, you know, than I want to be, just like most people.
We've had some folks that have started off in sports bras and shorts, and they slowly move to like a topless space and just kind of completely like just all out and like in the open.
Oh, wow.
So I thought about doing yoga, you know, for flexibility and stuff like
my
that.
My back, I thought it might help.
But like yoga's tough.
It's hard.
You know, it can be very difficult. It uses your muscles.
I'm not doing a naked.
Would you guys do a naked yoga class with me?
I don't want to go to a naked.
Don't want to be behind me while I'm in the downward dog position?
No. There's that great Seinfeld episode where they talk about things you shouldn't do naked.
Uh-huh.
And the yoga's one of them.
Oh, really?
Well, they don't say it, but I'm adding it to their list.
Oh, I see.
It's like lifting things naked. Like it just...
Yeah, it's not
you
right.
You think things are going to be sexy, and then when you do, it's like, oh, God. And yoga, like just so many bits.
Yeah.
Just bits. Just wrong angles of bits.
Yeah, a lot of wrong angles.
Like so many poor lighted wrong angles of bits. Just all around you.
And say if you look up at the wrong time and then you're...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to put my poor angled wrong lighting bits in other people's area. Yeah. Like
at the end of an exercise class, you usually wipe down the mats. I think after this one, you just throw them out.
Yeah. Yes.
Or bring your own, I guess.
Yeah. It's just, it shouldn't be a thing. I mean, if you want to partake, do whatever you want, but I will not be signing up. Hot yoga scares me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to sweat through my arm. I'm like,
yeah.
Also,
imagine naked hot yoga.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It'd be too slippery. How could you do anything? On the map all day.
I've never known someone with Tourette's, but I can imagine it could be kind of funny at a yoga class.
Sure. Absolutely.
While you're all calm
just all
and
quiet.
Then all of a sudden, beep, beep.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a terrible thing to go through, but there is.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that embrace the comedy of it are fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got it's a question time coming up.
Any question you like, 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want, 762-555.
Guys, what is the most important component of a classic poutine? What's your favorite variation? I think the gravy has to be.
The gravy has to be good.
You don't think the cheese curds are ahead of the gravy?
Don't like cheese curds.
Oh, so then you don't like poutine.
No, I don't mind. Like, I'll eat them. But yeah. I, maybe a bad take. People might get mad at me. I'd prefer a little mozzarella as opposed to cheese curds. I don't like the squeaky cheese.
Squeaky, it is squeaky. But isn't it just fries with gravy then if you don't have like the cheese curds? Like the most important thing that makes it boutin is the cheese curd.
I don't, maybe I'll be shunned for this. It's not I hate poutine. I just don't need the
You'll
cheese.
Never be allowed on the limits of St. Albert.
I just like the fries and gravy. I don't need the cheese.
But if the gravy's bad, it could ruin everything.
Gravy is the main component. Yeah. And good, a nice russet potato fried in oil that's a little too old.
Okay, yeah.
Is there a hierarchy at the radio station? Who's on top of the scrotum pole?
Well, our boss Adam would be at the top. He's head of the scrotum pole for sure.
Yeah. Not really a hierarchy. There are some day parts that have higher listenership, so they're given more weight just because there's the way humanity moves around a city.
But at the top is the boss, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't treat different people I try not to treat different people different, like wherever they are in the, so I don't know. I'm assuming there would be, like if you ask the boss who's, I don't know. Do you guys think? I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I get the feeling you don't know.
Well, I don't know how to say it because like it's like there's different departments, there's different, you know.
Of course. I think we're all a cohesive team that work well together. We're a well-oiled machine chugging down the line. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's your favorite part working on the show when Jamie does stuff like that? Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite
part. My favorite part is Instant Answer Question Time. Always has been.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good part. It's an instant way for folks to, you know, reach out to us and communicate. So it's a decent part of the show for sure. Did I make that too serious? Do you guys pick the music on your show? No, there's a music director in every radio station across the entire planet that picks the music. I mean, we can adjust a little, but not much.
Does Biggs get angry when you talk about spitting on the floor because he prefers to call it spat on the floor?
No, because I don't do either of those things.
Jamie made it up. It's not real. It was using it as an example.
Yeah, he was just trying to get me riled up, but he's like going to do it every day for the rest of the time.
It's not common.
The only thing Chris spits on is just his monitor, and that's by accident. That's just regular mouth spittle.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I also can spit some dope fly rhymes every now and again.
You're pretty good at spitting rhymes.
When I asked to do that. Fishing, boating, or golf? If I have to pick one.
I love boating. I love golfing. Fishing, I don't like fishing.
Yeah, golf probably. But I don't mind the others.
Not a big angler over here, but I love boating.
See, I like fishing. I don't just like being in a boat. Like, what do you want to just be in a boat if you're not fishing?
Oh, feel the wind in your hair.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have any.
Being in a boat is good. A lot of times when you are fishing in a boat, you're just in a boat.
For sure.
Because you're not doing anything.
You trick your brain to thinking you're doing something, you know, not just sitting on a boat.
Yeah.
Went to see my mom, and she kept bugging me to take our son out on her, what do you call it, pontoon boat?
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
For like 5 minutes.
Depends who you're with.
Right? Like I'm just sitting on a...
Like all situations. It depends who you're with. If you're on a boat with people you don't like, that's terrible.
No, I like my mom. I like my son.
Well, I'm not saying you didn't like them, but I'm just saying if you're on a boat with people you don't like, it's a really long day.
Yeah, it was a long ride.
If you're on a boat with people you enjoy,
it's a long tour.
It's just like being anywhere else.
Anyway, all right, well, here's to boating. That's it for this edition of...
Instant Answer Question Time. 20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
We're doing this every day until we get a winner, and then we're going to go back to our wheel of contests. I mean, this could take years. Who knows?
It could.
Yeah. But we ask the same 20 questions every day at this time. And we keep going until you get one wrong or you take longer than 5 seconds to answer it. And then you're done. It's over for the day. And we try again the next day. Now, the most anyone's gotten to so far in the first week that we've done this is 10.
Yeah. And I was encouraging. I thought, this won't take long.
Yeah.
But and then the following day, we got like one, and then four.
Yeah.
And then
six.
And then six.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see what Evan does today.
We will see what Evan does today. Evan, have you heard this before?
Yep.
Okay. Did you hear the 10 answer one?
Yeah, I listen to the podcast every day.
Smart, Evan. Look at the brain on Evan.
All right. So we got some hope here today. So, again, you cannot pause longer than 5 seconds. And if you get one wrong, you're done. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck to you.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
20 question spectacular bonanza.
Go!
What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
East.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this pop yearler crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a spacesuit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this guy.
SpongeBob.
Which bone are babies born without?
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Which bone are babies born without?
It's done. He's done.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
Evan.
Oh, you got 11, Evan.
Yeah,
11, Evan.
Okay. 11. It's 11.
It's going to be really bad. My wife is a nurse for an opiate at a hospital.
No.
She's
going to
be getting me hard. Tonight.
She's probably.
What? Excuse me?
Pardon? She's going to be doing what?
Like, she's going to be giving me a hard time.
Okay, okay. Giving you a hard time, not getting you a hard time.
All right, I got you. Gotcha. All right.
Oh, Evan.
Yeah, now your buddies are going to be doing that for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you're the furthest we've got. So
yeah.
Congratulations on that, and thanks for playing, buddy.
All right, thanks.
See
okay,
you,
ciao, ciao, ciao. Bye. Somebody texted the answer immediately.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, but it doesn't count.
No, no, of course not. I'm just saying, people know. People out there know. They know things, guys. What are you making a face about, you?
That's a... I thought he was going to go.
I was pretty confident he wasn't going to get that question.
Yeah, as I was reading it, I'm like, oh, we're done here.
Yeah.
But as he was rolling along, I'm like, oh, Evan's going. I'm reading the questions. I'm like, okay, he's
all those have been answered before. So
I know, but he was so confident.
Yeah.
And then as I was like, which bone? Oh.
I had no idea which bone babies were born without.
It's wild to think.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's a
thing.
It's a thing.
Imagine us without
them. Hmm?
Imagine us without that bone.
I've been told by James, Jason,
uh-huh,
that there's a scammer in our midst.
Oh, okay.
From Shawville.
Yeah.
That's a Shawville scammer.
That's what I've been told.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring a story that caught our attention. And I think we're going to call this scam edition.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we all got a scam we want to share. So, Jason, go first.
Well, the first one I've talked about in the news, it's all the cars that have been stolen in the Ottawa area. So far, 356 that are reported to Ottawa police this year. And the locations, areas.
That's since January 1st.
Yeah, just this year, yeah. Bay, Rideau, Vanier, Alta Vista, and Gloucester, Southgate are the hot spots for the vehicle thefts. And then they take them right to the port of Montreal.
Oh, yeah,
and then.
Yep.
They get
annoying.
So I guess buy yourself a club or get a manual transmission if you're going to buy a car.
Or take mine.
Yeah, they don't want yours.
They don't want yours.
But they can have it with no fuss.
They don't want yours. They don't want an old Jeep filled with dog hair.
A little bit of vomit. Last week, I cleaned up most
Sprite.
Of like all of it. Yeah, the Sprite. One door doesn't close.
Yeah, lock your car and, I don't know, park it in the garage.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Put a dog in it or something. Yeah. I don't know.
There's an Ottawa resident getting some attention for a scam that he got taken by named Brian Crook.
Okay.
And he fell victim to a cyber attack.
He's not a crook. That's
no,
just his
no.
name.
No, okay. That wiped out his cachet of Aeroplan loyalty points.
How many?
Enough to fly around the world a couple times. It was 200,000 air miles. In
Oh, my God.
Imagine the disappointment when you found that out.
And one morning they were just gone. He said they were stolen from his account online. Apparently, you can link it to Uber
an Uber account to the Aeroplan account, and they were doing charges on an Uber account and taking the points, like 12,000 points a shot.
So he got scammed through the Uber. That's how that was their gateway into it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Says, from what I understand, they created an Uber account, attached it to my Aeroplan account, and then started taking the points at incremental amounts.
So get them back or what?
Yes, Air Canada gave them back.
That's nice.
They said even though it wasn't their fault because the breach was through this gentleman's email, not through their account, because somebody knew his email and then got it and then set up the Uber and blah, blah, blah. But they still give it back to him. So.
Well, there's someone in the company that was smart. They're like, listen, if we deny this guy his points, we are going to look terrible. And everyone already hates us for a high airfare prices. Exactly. So let's give him his points.
And they didn't lose out on anything because Uber is the one who's probably going to take the hit on
him.
So they, anyways, they restored his points and helped him set up safeguards that make sure it doesn't happen in the future.
Well, that's a good story then.
Oh, God.
Watch your points.
So mad.
Jamie, what do you got?
So mad. Well, someone's trying to pull one over on us, guys.
On us?
Yeah, we're trying to get scammed here.
Who's scamming us?
Seems someone from Shawville.
Oh, in Quebec. Okay.
Who is a part of our March Madness of small towns.
Right, they are.
And one, they've confused how to vote for your town. I'm just going to play a couple calls here, okay? You guys be the judge if we're getting scammed.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, hi. I want to vote for Shawville. I was born and raised in Shawville. And everybody knows the Shawville Fair is one of the best fairs around for small town fairs. Shawville's a great town. I want to vote for Shawville. Thanks. My name's Mike.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Mike. I mean, that's not the process you go through. We appreciate the call on Dougie line, but you actually have to go to Shea106.com to vote.
Vote.
And we got another call here.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, my name's Bob, and I think Shawville's one of the greatest small towns around. I want to vote for Shawville.
Okay.
Sounds a bit. I mean, accent's a little different. They try to change their accent, I think, in the first one.
Except when they say Shawville.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah, my name's Earl, and I want to vote for Shawville.
Yeah.
I think Shawville's a great small town. Nation win. Thanks.
With the same chatter in the background.
Yeah.
Exact same radio noise in the background.
It's the pronunciation of Shawville.
Shawville
is really giving them away.
That could be the
here.
Local dialect.
Yeah, no, it might
be.
Fair.
It might be.
Now we got another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my name's Steve, and I want to vote for Shawville.
Okay.
Oh, there you said Shawville.
Okay.
But still, the exact same radio chatter in the background.
Also, when they come into the Dougie line, it's the same phone number
four times.
So
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see your phone number.
I don't know. Do we disqualify Shawville?
Do we paint a whole town with the brush of one person?
Yeah, I don't think we should.
We can. I don't think we can.
I don't think we can. I just think the votes are going to speak for themselves.
I think so.
Go to Shea106.com and vote there.
But he didn't get one past us, but.
No. Yeah, Mike, Bob, Steve,
and
whatever
Earl.
Your name is, Earl.
Yeah, we can see your phone number every single time. Shawville.
I laughed.
Well, there's one vote for Shawville, at least, you know?
Yeah, at least one.
At least one.
We can figure out how to do it.
March Madness, a small town. Go to Shea106.com. We got some Dougies coming up for the Bigs and Bar Show, and this is Shea106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You can call us 24 hours a day. Every second of the day, you can pick up the phone and punch in 216-3849 or 216-Dougie and be like, hey, fellas. And then we hear it, and we play them twice a morning. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this is a call. Give a friendly reminder not to go get too crazy with your showboating and your grandstanding.
You guys are talking about backup generators. This reminded me of a story. So I grew up in a small town, and I'm sure you guys remember when we had that big, the whole, like, eastern seaboard ran out of power. That didn't run out of power. Power went out for a few days. So there's this fella in the middle of town. No one liked him anyway. I don't know exactly why, but apparently no one liked him anyway. And in his garage, he had this old diesel generator from like this thing sounded like a World War II tugboat. Like you could hear it from like 10 houses down sitting there. And on top of that, he had a big bright spotlight in his front, you know, in his driveway. And so everyone else is out of power. And here's this guy, first of all, touting that he's got power by this big, bright spotlight. And second of all, keeping everybody awake with this freaking generator. So we had an exhaust that stuck through the side of the house, right? You know, you can't vent that into the house. one of the neighbors at some point got sick of it, went over there with a bag of potatoes and a hammer and just started ramming potatoes in the exhaust while this thing was running. Until, you know, eventually it burned up a valve or something. It went kaboom and the lights went out. Buddy came screaming out of the house and a bunch of potatoes. The bag of potatoes was still there at the side of the house. You know, the neighborhood was quiet after that.
I bet.
Would have been real quiet if he'd killed them with carbon monoxide. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe meant like the little house that the generator was in.
Oh,
maybe.
I see.
Because, yeah, that when I first heard, I was like, well, that sounds
don't run
like,
your generator in your
no,
house.
Yeah, no. I don't know if they do that.
Even if you vent it to the outside, don't do that.
So Chris is going to be the show-off of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
When the power, if well, we know the power's never going to go out again because you've got a generator. You spent a ton of money on a generator.
No, there's like four on my street now, though.
Oh, so wow.
I won't be the only one. But I will be one of them.
Showing off.
Standing under the spotlight on my porch.
Yeah, do
pointing
everything.
At dark houses going, ha, 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 yeah, yeah. It's never going to happen, though. Power is never going to go out again on my block.
Never
ever.
Again.
Ever, 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 ever.
Because you got
yep.
one.
Yep. 100%.
All right, we got another one here.
Okay.
Are you guys in the same boat as this lady, I think?
So you're talking about charity fundraisers. Every time I think about school and selling things for school, I remember back when I was probably 12, maybe 11. Our school would send us with chocolate bars to sell to people. And that's when I realized I had a sweet tooth or a big problem with chocolate because clearly I couldn't have them sitting in my room. I ended up eating them all. And after I was like, oh, crap, I have to find money to pay for these. Bad me, I went into my brother's room and took $20 out of his wallet. Later on, he asked me where the money went. And, of course, at first I lied because I was scared. And later on, I told him the truth. And I don't know, 38 years later, I'm thinking of sending him a text message to apologize for that, for being a little thief back then. So, after that, I didn't want to sell chocolate bars anymore.
However, you do still sell chocolate bars because we know she works at like a dollar store.
That's right. Yeah, she does sell chocolate bars.
Yeah. Store,
I was one of those kids who would get chocolates to sell. And I would bring the box home and not sell one of them and then just return the full box to the school.
Oh. I would eat them and then my parents would have to pay for them.
Yeah, the same. A little bit of the same on that side.
So they were still getting their money, but it was just contributing to my... Yeah.
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 I'd sell a few, like the neighbors that I knew or whatever, but then like...
If an aunt or uncle happened to come over in the 2 weeks you had the box, anyone buy these almonds?
It wasn't like a big fundraising thing I did a lot. I don't know why. I just didn't like. We did the bingos. We'd have to go, like, the baseball team would have to go work the bingo halls.
Oh, okay.
If you worked the bingo, you made money for whatever you were doing. But that's
smart.
Well, it was like the worst. Because bingo,
for you, I guess, yeah.
Bingo back in the 80s was just a.
Is what people
dark,
describe
smoke filled dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
With yellow haired.
A lot of bingo
senior
wings.
Ladies. Yeah, just screaming at. Like it was. You couldn't see three tables down because there's no ventilation and just smoke. So much smoke. Hey, we made $9 or something
Yahoo.
So we can get new jerseys for next season or whatever it was. But yeah. Yeah. Good old chocolate, eh?
Yeah.
You want to reach the Dougie line? Here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Just realized my monthly bingo working was basically Jason's life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my
parents that was every day you went home.
Smoke. Like 2 packs a day each.
I complain because I had to spend 3 hours in a smoky room, and this guy got 3 hours outside of the smoky room.
Yeah, that was you.
That was his vacation. But anyways, listen, we got so much going on this radio station. It's insane. All right, you're going to keep listening for a Nickelback song. When you hear it, text WIN to 762-555 because you can go see Nickelback in concert. A new name will be called out for our payday. That's 9 o'clock this morning. So if your name gets called, you have 10 minutes to go back. You can start making $100 an hour until the next one. And then don't forget to swing by our website and vote on the March Madness of Small Towns. Gents, anything else?
Enjoy the day. It's going to be 16 degrees.
Yeah. Leave us a message in the Dougie line about what you did in this beautiful warm day.
For sure, yeah.
All right. 216-3849-216-Dougie, our podcast on iTunes and Spotify.
It was hot standing in front of the garage yesterday.
Yeah, were you just standing there?
What no, I was working doing? On my bike.
Oh,
getting the bike out.
Oh, yeah, I
getting
saw
started up.
Saw you.
Just standing.
Yeah, I wasn't just standing outside the garage.
Well, just the way you said it. I was like, just standing in front of your garage.
I'll just have an excuse to stand in front of the garage. Maybe I'll doff the shirt. Just have a look around at the trees. No one sees me. I live in the woods.
Your family does.
Whatever. Okay. Are they going to leave?
I guess not. Just because I have my shirt off, they haven't left. So
if they're still here now,
me with my shirt off is not the most thing. Not the thing I've offended them the most.
No, definitely not. Right?
Especially not my wife.
Yeah, no, definitely.
If she hasn't left, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
She's in it for the long run.
She is the gorilla glue of wives there. Just, no matter what you do to her, she's not letting go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have yourself a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. The Biggs and Barr Show.